Sea Alaska's earnings rebounded last year. The Southeast Alaska Regional Native Corporation's newly released annual report shows it made some money after a year of significant losses. But it's not fully over the economic hump. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this in-depth report.
Sea Alaska lost about $40 million in 2008. That's mostly because of the dropping value of its investments. The recession still hurt operations in 2009, but overall, the corporation was back in the black with about $20 million in profits. That still puts it among the three worst years in a decade.
It was a hard year for us, but, you know, we're looking forward to a better performance. I have confidence that the economy is improving.
Sea Alaska Board Vice Chairwoman Rosita Worrell says some of its dozen and a half businesses are starting to pick up.
We had one plant, you know, where our employees were working on a half-time basis, but fortunately, because we've been able to secure additional contracts in those places, our people are moving back into full-time employment.
Sea Alaska just released a report detailing its 2009 performance. It's part of a package provided to nearly 21,000 shareholders in preparation for the corporate annual meeting. That will take place June 26th in Craig. The report shows natural resource operations doing less business and losing money in 2009 after a profitable 2008. Executive Vice President Rick Harris says timber and gravel did okay, but one new business called Wood Product Solutions did not. The California company marketed furniture, flooring, and other products made from sustainable timber. It's since been shut down.
We still believe that there's a great market for sustainable wood products, but it's going to take a while for the companies that buy that kind of material to work their way through the recession.
Sea Alaska's service industries, including government contracting and environmental cleanup, increased business by about 30%, but they lost money after a previous profitable year. Manufacturing, including plastics, metal, and construction operations, was profitable, but it made less and did less business than the previous year. The corporation also boosted its coffers with payments from a shared pool of resource earnings from other native corporations known as 7I payments.
All of them together helped contribute to that net income, some by being able to come out of the recession with small profits and not to be a drain on our net income. But the strong showing in 2009 was really from our investment portfolio.
If you pulled out investment income and if you pulled out 7I revenues, where would the corporation be?
Richard Reinhart Jr. is Sea Alaska's former chief financial officer and controller. He's also an independent candidate running for a seat on Sea Alaska's board of directors. He says more than the economy is to blame for Sea Alaska's weak business performance, he says many operations are top-heavy.
The reason for the overhead was because, okay, if we're going to grow to that size, we're going to need to put more infrastructure in place to handle it. Well, the overhead's there, but the revenues haven't followed, and something needs to be done to fix that picture.
Overall, Sea Alaska lists about a dozen and a half business operations. Most are in the lower 48, including Kansas and Alabama, and some operate in Mexico or overseas.
They're perhaps diversified a little too much, have their fingers in too many operations, and may need to streamline back those that are not performing so well.
Sea Alaska did close a high-tech prototype operation last year, but it's expanded elsewhere, taking over full ownership of two environmental companies that had been partnerships. As Sea Alaska expands in the lower 48, many shareholders are asking about developing more businesses close to home. Reinhart suggests moving into the transportation, nursing home, or heating oil business.
Those are different ways that Sea Alaska could invest its money more locally, you know, rather than putting the money in Mexico, rather than putting their money in Alabama and Iowa, start putting money back in Southeast Alaska. Secondary to that, put money in Seattle, Puget Sound, and Anchorage in the Mattsu Valley, where there are a large number of shareholders.
Sea Alaska is expanding Southeast operations with a new division called Ha'ani. It's looking into wood pellets, oyster farming, and berry picking. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.